time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Harla Nivens.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Before we jump into our interview, we're going to set the tone with some music. This is In the Garden by a group that I'm a part of, For Change. Sit back and enjoy.
Of his voice
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed In the Garden. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I've got my good friend Vicki McMurray co-hosting today. Hey, Vicki.
Hey, Carla.
You doing good today, Vicki?
I'm great. Good. It's fun to be back.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to have you back. Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website. Go to loveministriesbuilds.org. We are gearing up for our retreat that we take our teenagers on every year, 13 and up, ages 13 and up. So if you got a teenager that you would love to send on retreat with us, go to loveministriesbuilds.org. Or if you would like to volunteer, also go to loveministriesbuilds.org. You'll find all the great information there. Well, we have kind of, we've got a two-parter. We don't do too many two-parters, but I wanted to do a two-parter with my friend Tanya Harp. Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Carla.
So if you missed Tanya's episode last week, go to iTunes and check out the podcast where she we all really got to talk about friendship and some things that we've learned in life with about friends and women. Sometimes we get that wrong. But we gave a couple
not
of things.
Not in this room, though.
No, not in this room. We got it down in this room.
Locked.
So go back and check that out. But today, for the second part of Tanya, I want to, and I want to mention this, that Tanya is a friend of mine from Texas Tech. We've known each other for 23 years, even though I'm 28. So you figure that math out. And we've been good friends for all of these years. And Tanya is a real estate agent with Ebby Halliday. Ebby Halliday, is that how I say it?
That is how you say it.
Mm-hmm. And she's helped us out with pretty much all of our moves, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much all of our moves.
Except the first one, because I wasn't here.
Yes, yeah, that's right. The first one. So, Tanya, I really wanted you to jump in. And when we started talking about this and with all of the planning that we did for
sarcasm, let's just tell everybody that's a major sarcasm right there. No planning.
We are holding it together.
We are to this week. Yeah. That's okay,
yes,
though.
It's okay. It's that's how life is sometimes. It is. But my thought was, let's do the first one about friendship and then let's do a two-parter. And allow you to share your testimony. I think in the first part, we talked a little bit about your dad and the things that he taught you. He was a great businessman and taught you and your sisters really how to run a business, to build a business, to make it successful. And you've done that several times
over. We all own one. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yes, yes. Oh, I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
We do. Even when I met you in college, I think the townhome that you built in, that you lived in, you was yours and you all had plans to, yeah, flip it and all that kind of stuff. So she was already like in business for herself.
What a blessing.
I've been in real estate since I was 23.
Yes.
That's
and
fantastic.
you had money, like you paid for it.
I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
I was worried about the Guess jeans I was going to buy.
Exactly.
That ages me significantly and my polo shirt. But that was what I was saving my pennies.
Shirt.
Yeah. Remember that came out in the 80s?
Yes, it wasn't much. My first one was not much, but it was mine.
But that was, I mean, that's huge. So when we were talking about this, I thought, oh my goodness, I'm completely behind. I don't even know. You know, teach me some stuff about business. So anyway, so Tanya, share with us just your testimony about life with your dad.
Sure. Well, my testimony itself and how I was saved is not glamorous. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, mm-hmm. You know, going to church every Sunday and Wednesday, every time the doors were open, mm-hmm. right? And so I was baptized when I was 7 years old. And I knew exactly what that was. But I still strayed, and I lived a lot of life until my junior year in high school. And something changed. I mean, truly changed in my heart. I was on a retreat, a youth retreat, and I was actually on a mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
in Mexico, and something just changed there, and it truly changed. I mean, you know, when you know at seven what it's all about because you've grown up with
right.
it,
mm-hmm.
but a true heart change, right, mm-hmm. happened my junior year in high school, and ever since then, you know, my life has just been different. Mm-hmm. It's looked different than it did before that day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really kind of my testimony in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I know it's not glamorous, but that's it.
It doesn't need to be glamorous.
Yeah, everybody's, so many people, even if I can say this, hopefully he won't mind, even my son says that, well, I don't have a testimony. I was like, yes, you do. Talk
right.
about how you found the Lord.
Absolutely.
That's your testimony.
Yeah. And I have to say, I feel like in years past, I would say I found him a couple of different times because mm-hmm. I would stray.
Yes.
And then I would come back
mm-hmm.
and I would stray and I would have a heart change each time.
Yes.
And then I got to a certain point where that change stayed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be earth shaking.
Yes.
Yes. But yes. I think the testimony I think that you are talking really mm-hmm. about is my ability to trust him, rely mm-hmm. on him through all the losses, because
mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of loss
okay.
in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really think that that's what you're leaning
mm-hmm.
towards.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will definitely go there. right. And my dad is just a huge one because
mm-hmm.
it was so unexpected. You know, he
right.
was 58
mm-hmm.
years old
mm-hmm.
and very unexpected death. He loved anything with a motor.
Mm.
If it had a motor and wheels, he was on it and
mm-hmm.
driving as fast as
That's
he could.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
That was just his passion in life. And he rode his motorcycle with a group of friends every Thursday
mm-hmm.
to eat catfish at a lake near our home. And he was the last bike that day. So nobody can really tell you exactly what happened. Only the Lord knows, and my dad, what exactly happened that day. But
mm-hmm.
the best we can piece together from the scene is that a deer came out of nowhere and hit
mm-hmm.
his motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much broke every bone
oh, wow.
in his body. He had road rash. There was one side of his face. It was the left side of his face that
mm-hmm.
you could touch without, you know, any pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of him was pretty much broken. I mean, he was just kind of a broken man. And thank goodness for the first responders in our hometown, because if they would not have done what they did, I do not believe I would have had been able to go home and tell him what an idiot he was,
mm-hmm.
right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you're such an idiot. Are you ever going to get on a motorcycle again, you know? Which he nodded yes, by the way. That yes,
he said, I'm getting back on.
Yes, he was going
of
to get back
he did.
On. That's what they call harp head, you know?
Yes.
My last name is Harp, and that's what they call a harp head. So, and I have it. But because of those first responders, they gave me 36 hours with my dad,
mm.
and it took me 5 of those to drive home,
wow.
right?
So you were in college?
I was not. I
oh,
was
okay,
living here
okay,
in Dallas,
okay.
Fort Worth, because
okay.
this was 2009.
Oh, okay.
And so I was here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and so was my twin sister, Sonia. She lives
mm-hmm.
in the area as well. And our oldest sister lives in Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all took us about 2 to 5 hours
mm-hmm.
to get back home.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were able to spend 30 hours with him, not knowing at that time, obviously,
right.
mm-hmm.
that that's going to be the last time you see him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, that's what the Lord had in store
mm-hmm.
for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taught me a lot. You know, you reflect on the lessons that he taught you while he was living.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he's gone, there's a whole new set of lessons that came with that
yes.
death.
Yes.
And so that's probably the bigger testimony than my getting saved.
Okay.
Is,
mm-hmm.
you know, walking with the Lord through all of that
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and knowing that he loves me still, right? My
mm-hmm.
my heavenly father.
Yes.
And that even though he took my earthly father, right? It was his time.
Mm-hmm.
That there's still lessons to be learned in
right,
that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. So what are some of the things that your dad taught you?
Well, I think the number one, my dad didn't speak a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just really didn't talk a lot. And so when he did talk, listen,
mm-hmm.
because it was probably something very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably the biggest thing is just to be impeccable with your word, you
mm-hmm.
know, say what you mean what you say, mm-hmm. you know, and so just be really, really impeccable mm-hmm. with your word.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that is probably one of the main reasons why you are a trusted friend of mine, because I know that when you say something, it's the truth and mm-hmm. you mean it, and you would only say the truth, basically.
Right.
You would only say the truth. And so that's...
Some people do not appreciate that quality about me.
Well, I just think you can trust that type of person, right?
Oh, I agree. That's the kind of friend I want.
They said,
absolutely,
you suck. That's because...
You suck.
You suck.
Right.
Yeah. And they wouldn't say, oh, no. You're going to be okay. And you're like messing up the whole thing. So, you know, I appreciate that. What are you going to say, Vicky?
No, I'm just, you know, my mom passed away in September. And so what you're saying resonates with me just... And I wasn't very close with my mom, but she's definitely leaving her mark with just opportunities that God puts in front of me, memories, words that she has said that make more sense to me now that she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And she was someone who absolutely did not mince her words.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I love those type of people, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I loved her, too.
If you're my personality type, right?
Like, I loved her, too. Yeah. We just didn't see things
right.
frequently
right.
eye to eye. But I know that she loved me very much.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I do think it's interesting. And the aftermath of someone passing.
Yes.
And, you know, she was older. She was 73, but she was, as far as we were concerned, going to live to 103. So
right.
it was a shock for our family
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
just dealing with that. So mm-hmm. anyway,
yeah.
I can relate is basically
Absolutely.
What I'm trying to say.
Yeah. That was a shock. I remember, I still want you to go through your list, but I remember one thing I remember is that I think this may have been maybe our first experience with death, you know,
oh,
at our
age. Right.
Yes. And I remember calling you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what to say. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about that
yes,
before.
Yes, we have. We've talked about
just
this.
To show up. You know, you don't have to have anything to say.
You don't have to have
and
an answer.
Later on, you told me, no, you can't say it. You can't say anything that will actually help. But if you'll just be here,
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
that. Says it all.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
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 You can't make
it better.
There
is no word of comfort in a moment.
There can't make
no,
it better.
There just isn't. Mm-hmm. And it really leaves the person on the other side. Now I get it from being on the side of losing somebody. I understand now when I've tried to be comforting to somebody,
yes.
there's nothing I'm going to
yes.
be able to say. I just mm-hmm. need to know I love you and I'm here.
Right.
I'll
right.
walk alongside
right.
whatever
yeah.
you need,
right.
but I get it. I'll zip my lip because
yeah. right.
there's not a lot I can do to make it feel better. Well,
right.
there's nothing I can do
Absolutely.
To make it feel better.
Yeah. yeah. Normally now I just go and do something.
Yes.
I don't even ask them what needs
yes.
to be done. I just go and look around, and if it's a full sink of dishes,
mm-hmm.
if it's a vacuum, you know, that needs to come out
mm-hmm.
and get the floor, if it's a bathroom that needs to be cleaned, like I just do something.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know.
I think that speaks
because
volumes.
Because that's really, mm-hmm. you can't say anything.
Right.
No.
You can't.
That's going to comfort them in
mm-hmm.
that moment
right.
in
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Lord can do that.
Right.
Yes.
You know, truly.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, so what else did he teach you? Because he taught
he
some
had
good
a lot.
Stuff.
I know
yeah.
he had a lot, but I tried to narrow it down to I think the most important ones that made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
mm-hmm.
and so the second would be like my work ethic.
Yes,
he always taught us at a very very early age that if you want to be more independent, meaning wanting to make more of my own decisions, wanting to go places, you know, and have him trust me in that, is that came with responsibility.
Hmm.
So as we would continue to get older, and I know we've had a lot of conversations about this when it comes to your children, Carla,
yes.
and the chore charts and
mm-hmm.
things like that
yes.
that I've shared with you
yes.
over the years. But my parents have always, and my dad especially, expected us to be responsible
mm-hmm.
for our household.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just mom and dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
it's the whole family's house, and you're going to contribute in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So having chores at a very, very young age, I think, gave us a great work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
But also he was huge into animals. And I'm not talking like cats and dogs. Like we had pigs and
wow.
sheep. You know, and we would show those in our our town's livestock shows, mm-hmm. right? So we grew up kind of in the country. Mm-hmm. And so we had to raise those animals, you know, all year long, which okay. means that you have to get up between 4:30 and 5 a.m. to go feed yes. and exercise yes. the animals yes. before you even get your breakfast.
Right, right.
Like
right.
you can't oh, wow. eat breakfast mm-hmm. until you feed these animals, mm-hmm. right? So it was a huge responsibility to do that, and we did. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. we did that all through junior high and high school, getting up early, feeding animals, working out the animals, mm-hmm. and then we would go home and get breakfast and get ready
right.
for school
right.
and then start our school day. So that type of work ethic, it has carried throughout my mm-hmm. life.
That, you know what, probably that right there, you are blessing people's lives. People that are listening thinking, okay, I do want my children to be more responsible for their own life.
Yes.
Maybe I need to add in some things that they are just responsible for.
Well, you can speak more to this than even me,
well,
because you have yes. implemented this.
Yes.
With
so
your children.
You helped me with a chore chart and actually bought it for me. And
I
it
did.
Had, yeah.
So it was
it's
cute.
A chart that has magnets on it.
Yes.
And so it'll tell you. You know, is mm-hmm. this week, so Naomi's responsibilities are this, Roosevelt's mm-hmm. responsibilities are this. Mm-hmm. And that really helps. It really helps them to...
It does.
Bit so that I'm mm-hmm. not the person in charge of telling
right.
them what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Just
this
look
is
at the chart.
Expectation and you mm-hmm. know you have to do it.
Just get it done. Mm-hmm. And it that really has... Because your work ethic is crazy good. I mean, on steroids.
She's
good.
Got this like, cute little smile on her face good. Right now, Tanya
yes.
does. You can't see her, but yeah.
I mean,
it's too
you
much.
You take care of so much, and y'all, her house is completely clean. I mean, she has her chore chart is on her phone, and it goes
it.
Off, and it'll say, you know,
chore time.
Listen, if you want your house to be clean, you need to clean the bathrooms today. And Naomi and I have been at her house, and Naomi says, oh, her house is this clean because we're coming. And I'm like, no, her house is this clean
because
all
she lives
the
in it.
Time.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's
all
her.
The time. Like your work ethic is great. And you help us. So when we go to lunch, me and the other ladies from Texas Tech, when we go to lunch, we're saying, OK, tell us how you you know, tell us how you get this done.
Hints
tell
from
us how
Tanya.
You think. Mm-hmm. Because business-wise, I mean, you have it down. Like
I
you,
love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to you about something after this.
Okay, no problem.
You need to. You need
no
to.
No problem.
You need to.
It's a sickness, really. I mean, it's fun to ask questions.
But you had somebody questions. Guide you. But you had somebody guide you, and I didn't, you know, I mean, not no knock against my parents, but they weren't entrepreneurs. They
yes.
weren't. I mean, my dad had a strong work ethic, and my mom did too, but it wasn't something that was taught to us.
Mm-hmm.
In
yes.
the way we're speaking of.
I understand. It's fun to talk about, but it is not fun to be married to or live with.
Yes. You're so cute.
Well, I don't know about that.
Somebody... I don't know. My husband has a strong work ethic. I love that about
yes,
him.
Yes, that's
personally.
What I was going to say. I love
oh,
that about
and,
Roosevelt, too.
And yes, the one other thing, though, too, is my father, like, we didn't get paid.
Right.
Like, and
okay,
that's one other thing that I wanted to point out, mm-hmm. because I know a lot of... parents nowadays are you know, giving some type of allowance, but we did not get paid for chores or grades. That was just an expectation
mm-hmm.
of my
mm-hmm.
family.
Right.
And mm-hmm. my dad
yep.
made it very clear that, you know, those chores were basically our rent. Like,
mm-hmm. right,
know?
Right. You
no,
were here.
No, I think that's a great message.
You weren't here because
you know,
you're living here.
We've talked about this.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is not how it happened in my house, unfortunately, due to a lot of situations and lack of strength on my part. But...
See, Vicki, if you had been at Texas Tech with us, you would. This
I went
is...
to Texas Women's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, see? Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm fighting Pioneer Woman. Watch out. But I didn't. And so I love to hear this because I understand. And my youngest daughter and I have actually talked about, you know, maybe you should have held me a little more accountable for stuff. Now, don't go blaming me, honey,
that
because
is
you didn't make great choices or yeah. didn't, you know, but she gets it now. Yeah. So it's mm-hmm. kind of interesting to talk to her now as a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
So
she's growing into it
she's
now.
She's growing into it now, big time.
You don't
she's
have a choice
rocking
now.
It at college.
Yes,
yeah, yeah. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Well, okay. We've got a couple more things on the list, and this list is really good. So you all, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Listening to Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. I have got my good friend, Vicki McMurray,
yes,
co-hosting. Hey, Vicki.
I love that y'all hold hands.
Every time.
I don't know. We've just, the first time we did, I
the
think
first
it was
time
a whole
we
month
did
of your
it,
life.
Right.
Like, oh,
we
my
were
gosh,
like, oh,
we're in
my
this together.
Goodness.
I love
what's going to happen.
I love it.
And now it's... I don't want to
it's
say
your thing.
It's our thing.
Superstitious because I don't like that word, but it's just our connection.
Our,
we
I
love each
it.
Other.
Yes,
yeah.
It's our thing.
Yep.
We are chatting today with Tanya Harp. And Tanya, we appreciate you
yes.
Doing this two-parter with us to share some things that your dad you know, really taught you.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that have made you into the person you are.
Big portion, yes.
Today. And they're things that I've just always thought you need to share with other women. You've shared them with me.
Yes.
So I know them, but everyone else.
Pass them along,
yes,
too. Buying you a chore chart.
Appreciate,
I'm like,
yes.
I needed you.
No, that really.
Where were you 15 years ago,
you.
Tanya?
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Lord, honey, I needed you.
So be careful of the words you speak. Make
yes.
sure you know.
Be impeccable.
Yes.
Yes.
Be impeccable with the words you speak. And then the work ethic.
Yes.
Yes.
And you all did not get paid for your chores.
Did not
and
love
you had
that.
Animals that you had to raise and take care of and show
yes
in the shows
yes.
and then what next?
So the next one is kind of hard for me,
okay,
because my dad was not a big talker, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, little girls, you know,
like
just love their daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we're super emotional,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we just want our dads to say,
mm-hmm,
I love you,
right?
Right. You want to hear
right.
it.
Right.
But this was not my father.
Right.
At all. And the only thing that I can be thankful for is a mother who explained to me that love is not always in words. And very rarely
right.
is it what people say,
right,
that shows that they love you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so thankful for that lesson, because I probably would have grown up thinking my father didn't love me,
right?
Because very rarely did those words come out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely was there, I'm proud of you,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
It was more so than not, and you could have done better, mm-hmm, conversation,
mm-hmm,
rather than a, I love you and I'm so proud of you,
which
honey.
Is also a form of love. I mean,
yes,
my mom was actually very much like that. So
yes,
I get it now. But
right,
when you're walking through it as a kid, you
absolutely,
don't. You're
it's
just clamoring
it's
for their
yes,
those words.
Absolutely. And so one of the biggest life lessons that I've learned is that love entails sacrifice, and
mm-hmm,
it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
It's an action.
It's action.
A verb.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom would explain, my dad worked every day,
mm-hmm,
365 days, because our family is in oil,
mm-hmm,
and he also always owned his own business,
mm-hmm,
since he was 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 24 years old. He's always owned his own business. He started with a gas station,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
with a little mechanic shop
love
in
it
when I was a baby,
mm-hmm,
right? And then we moved to Post, and he did a few small businesses there. But the main ones, you know, before he passed away, was an auto parts store,
mm-hmm,
a auto repair shop, and a used car lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he had three businesses by the time he passed away. And so he worked long hours. He worked, you know, multiple jobs, 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thankful for a mom mm-hmm. that taught us that that's what love looks like. Right. You know, he mm-hmm. sacrificed a lot of probably his own desires. Now that I'm an adult, mm-hmm. right, and I understand mm-hmm. what that meant for our family, mm-hmm. like I can look back at that and say that's a huge life mm-hmm. lesson that he taught us, that he was willing to sacrifice his wants, desires, happiness, and even himself as a man, mm-hmm. Jackie, mm-hmm. right, Jackie Joe,
yes,
to be a father mm-hmm. and a husband. Mm-hmm. So that was huge.
Yeah. Sacrifice.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's a yes. big piece.
Yeah. And it being a verb, mm-hmm. you know, being right. action.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see that every day.
Yes. Yes. I see that every day. And, you know, and even growing up, what your words remind me of, you know, of my dad.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all sacrifice is huge because you could make other decisions.
You can.
You can. And a lot of people do.
Oh, yes, you could go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes. But it is. Well, when you have kids, it does become about them most of the time for people. But yeah. It should come about because of them. And you do. And they don't. You know, I didn't understand any of that either until I was older. And you can kind of stand over it and go, oh,
right.
Mm-hmm. I get it now because I'm at the crossroads. Do I go do the fun thing I want to do, or do mm-hmm. I go take care of the right. what I need to do
mm-hmm. right.
for my children
yes.
or whatever it is I'm right. managing? So
well, even like the first time that we took our kids on vacation, mm-hmm. Roosevelt and I, that was the first time we thought, how did our parents do this?
Oh,
just the amount
I know.
Of money that it
yes.
takes and the amount of sacrifice that it takes
yes.
for, you know, to mm-hmm. just, you know, and just we weren't over the top either.
Right.
Just to, you know, have a nice family vacation. I thought we have four. I mean, our parents, it was five of us.
Right.
We didn't know exactly how they got that done.
Right.
No.
Yeah. That sacrifice is huge.
Absolutely.
Loving and taking care of your family and doing what needs to be done. And that is a verb.
It
it's
is
something you do.
Huge verb.
It's something you do.
It's
yes.
Huge,
yes.
Huge.
It's an action. Okay. So what's next on your list?
Well, the last one has probably been, you know, you don't know that it's going to make a huge difference, but one of the biggest things was never mind money.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
And I know that sounds yeah. weird to say, doesn't it? But he was just so, like, he just did the right thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if that meant he lost money in the deal, but it was the right thing to do,
mm-hmm.
he did it.
Mm-hmm.
If that meant he put on windshield wipers and gave them to a single mom for free,
mm-hmm.
that's what he did,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he taught us if... It doesn't belong to us anyway.
Right.
None of the money that's in our possession is actually ours.
Right.
Right? It all belongs to the Lord. And if he was supposed to part ways with it, he did it with so much grace,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's okay to give something away that's never going to be recovered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have this problem.
That's funny.
I know. Start the sentence with, I have this problem, and then laugh.
I have this problem, you know, and so I'm that's a big thing that he taught me
mm-hmm.
was that just don't mind it. It's going to
yeah.
come and go.
Yeah.
It doesn't belong to you anyway.
No, it
yes.
doesn't.
Yeah.
And I feel
so
strongly about yeah. that too.
Just do the right thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter what that is.
And
yeah.
and listen to the Lord when he's telling you. I just did something recently to that, to what we're talking about. And I went home and told my husband, hey, I paid for blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Because God said to, and this person is working their tail off.
Right.
They have three kids.
Yep.
The husband's traveling a bunch. She never complained. She mm-hmm. never, she wasn't looking for anyone to do that.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
was, I just gave her a hug and said, hi, I happened to see you at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was the right thing to do.
That's right.
But, or go over and, you know, I'm soon there's someone I want to pay for a housekeeper to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Not because their home is dirty. It's because they can't afford it and they really want
yes.
it and they
mm-hmm.
work
right.
really hard. Their family's mm-hmm. always on the go. And
that's
I thought,
right.
I'm going to send them over and
mm-hmm.
we're going to
salute.
But I mean, and so anyway, those are just examples. But I'm with you. I mean, it's not ours.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
And when much is given, much is expected
required.
And I feel
mm-hmm.
strongly about
mm-hmm.
that. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to throw the money my husband and I work hard for, but I want to honor God.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you took the words right out of my mouth. What goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been in want.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has mm-hmm. always provided everything that I've ever needed. Mm-hmm. You know,
we've been in short supply.
And I say need,
but
you know,
yes.
Yeah, the Lord supplies our need.
Because you don't always have what you want.
Yeah. Right.
But I've always had what I needed.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And then some.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
And that's really a picture of Jesus. You know, your dad put other people.
I love it.
Other people's needs first. Mm-hmm. That's what the Lord does. And that's what the Lord requires.
Another
of us.
Answers.
I love that you brought up that scripture that that's what the Lord requires of us. And the Lord really wants people to learn him through us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way we treat people.
Mm-hmm.
It's going by that list. It's, mm-hmm. you know, making sure that we mean what we say, making sure we put other people first. Money is difficult for a lot of Americans,
mm-hmm.
even though we, you know, outside of the country, we know that people make it on way far less than what any of us,
to have been born where we've been born.
Yes. But when we have a good relationship with money, that's kind of how we talk about it in our house. The Lord can bless you
right.
when he knows that you are looking for people to bless.
Mm-hmm.
He has no problem blessing you
mm-hmm.
with
That's
the finances
correct.
That
mm-hmm.
that you need.
Right.
And if you're going to waste it, if you're me first, or if you know you can't bless anybody,
then you're me first.
Mm-hmm. Oh my Lord. I
have walked in those shoes,
that,
and it is not, those are not comfortable shoes.
An agitated life you're
it
going
is,
to live
it's very
when
agitated.
You are first.
Yes.
So, and that's in all kinds of situations when, you
not
know, we're struggling with mm-hmm. all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about myself. I'm struggling mm-hmm. with worry. Worry is I'm putting myself in the driver's seat
right.
and I am refusing to trust, mm-hmm. trust the Lord. So when I, you know, put that in the right perspective,
mm-hmm.
my worries fade away because I am focusing my heart and my attention on the Lord, his goodness, and his provision for every single thing.
Right,
so we
absolutely.
Can go through all of the lists of things that we all struggle with. But money is one of those things that a lot of Americans, we just get that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to ball up our fists.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we try to hold it, the more it's going to fall mm-hmm. out of our pockets
mm-hmm.
Because we just have the wrong relationship with it. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, Tanya, tell us some of the things that you've learned. I love that you have a list of things that you learned after
Your
dad went to
heaven. And one other thing I want to say about the things he taught me
mm-hmm.
while he was living,
mm-hmm.
because he never said these things out loud. Okay.
Actions.
He never once set me down
mm-hmm.
and said any of these words mm-hmm. out loud to me.
Mm-hmm.
My father just lived. Right. And
mm-hmm.
I watched him do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I learned all of these things from him
right.
is because I was watching him. And so, you know, I think that's the last thing I want to leave with. Well, everyone is that your nieces and nephews, my nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
right? Your children, they are watching you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
they are going to learn things from you.
Yes.
And just be mindful of what legacy, you know, you want to leave your family.
Right.
Because these are the things, you know, my father left me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and of course, I picked all the good things. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he left me some crazy things, too.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like my harp head. We talked about that
right.
a little bit. But you know, we are imparting things on our children without saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and these are just some lessons that my dad gave me. But after his death, I realized that one person can make such a beautiful difference
mm-hmm.
in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it doesn't take a sea of people. One person can leave an indelible mark,
mm-hmm.
you know, on your life. And my father did that for me. And probably the biggest life lesson I learned after his death was that it all keeps moving.
Mm-hmm.
Life does.
Life
it is hard to watch.
It
I mean,
just
you have to be okay with it.
It just keeps moving.
It mm-hmm. does, and that doesn't mean you forget.
I know.
It doesn't mean that they're any less important to
yes.
you, or
yes.
that in general their
yes.
life wasn't important. But that's
yes.
the way the Lord has made this,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
it is weird.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have any eloquent words with that. But I've noticed that as well after my mom's passing.
It was a experience that
mm-hmm.
I had
mm-hmm.
after
okay.
my dad's passing. because he passed away in ICU unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. We couldn't figure out exactly what was wrong with him because he was intubated. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he couldn't speak.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He could only say yes and no using hand signals.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he learned the sign for mother mm-hmm. because he wanted my mother beside him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't really figure out what was wrong, but he had a neck brace on, and mm-hmm. the doctors were thinking they could take that off, right? And mm-hmm. so he had gone back to get another scan done mm-hmm. to make sure that we could take this neck brace off, and he got a blood clot.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And passed away on the...
gurney going to the...
Well, no, he was inside the machine.
Oh, he was in
I don't
MRI?
Know what machine... It was an MRI.
Yes,
thank
MRI
you.
Machine.
I forgot
yes,
the
yes.
word of the... But he was in the MRI when he passed away. And so, you know, we weren't with him, mm-hmm. right? And nobody was with him. And I've struggled with that a little bit. But, you know, I think that's the way my dad would have preferred it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some... You know, and so... I had gone to a convenience store to get my mother something to drink. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what it was because I was in a daze, mm-hmm. right,
sure.
after this. And the little clerk behind this convenience store was a little bit snippy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm going, do you have any
yes.
idea
right.
what I have just been through?
Right.
Can you just show me a little mm-hmm. kindness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
She had no idea
right.
I had just
right.
lost my father.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so it changed my entire thoughts mm-hmm. when I interact with people that I have no idea what's going on in their life and they're a little bit snippy or a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to kill them with kindness
mm-hmm.
because I have no idea what they have just been through
right,
that
we
day.
We don't know their
mm-hmm.
stories.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so very similar to that, and I mm-hmm. probably drive my husband a little nutty with it because, you know, somebody's driving kind of, you know, might be going past you fast or not waiting for you at a stop sign
yes.
or something that is frustrating. You know, he gets, and I go, listen, we don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I have been that person doing that to somebody else because I was in a hurry.
Yes.
Not that that made it right.
Yes.
But, I mean, I just think it's important for us, instead of slamming on a horn or looking at him like, you crazy person. you know, I just, can we give each other a little more grace
right,
and a little more kindness?
Yes.
And I try to be nice too, and it is hard, especially when you're at a convenience store or you're dealing with a cashier
mm-hmm.
and you're like, how are you? I'm just tired.
Right.
I'm just, mm-hmm. you know, and I go, okay, well, mm-hmm. you know, I hope your shift goes by quickly.
Yes,
right.
Yeah,
I
right.
hope you have a great
hope
rest of your day.
Around.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would want someone to say that to me, whether mm-hmm. they are really receiving it. Maybe later in the day, they'll remember, oh, there was this lady and she was nice. I mean, I don't know. It makes me feel better to be nice back.
Mm-hmm.
Than to respond with, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm, you know, in line with this person who's,
yes.
You know.
But I think those little bitty things do make a difference.
They do.
That's a good thing
to
remember.
Think of the book. Did you ever read the book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven?
I did.
That Mitch Albom wrote.
Yes.
And so it's the preface, or the whole thing is, there are millions of people we meet
right.
in our lifetime, but five people once he was in heaven,
mm-hmm.
a cashier, people
right.
random like
mm-hmm.
that in
yes.
your life,
mm-hmm.
a gardener, whatever,
yes.
a teacher. He was nice to them. He was
that's,
polite and kind.
That's
he
right.
just was kind.
Yes.
Right.
And they came to him and said, what a difference that he made in their life in that moment.
Hmm.
And I just feel, I never get that book out of my mind because
right.
it is such a simple message.
Yes.
Can we just be nice to each other?
Please.
And people listening that know me know that I am impatient and I have a hard time sometimes
that
with
so
that.
So funny.
Because I don't want anybody listening going, Vicki McMurray, girl, I've been around you, especially my girls. You've been impatient. I have been, but I do I do try really
and
hard.
And we're not going to be perfect.
No,
I'm not perfect.
We're not.
No.
There are some days that I go in and I fail miserably at this. But whenever I come across an instance now, I automatically think of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try very, very hard to show kindness,
yeah.
you know, because life is going to go on.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's going to keep moving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can either become more bitter.
Yes.
Or you can just choose to be kinder
yep. mm-hmm.
because we're all fighting something.
We are.
You know, every yeah. single day.
Yeah. Yep. That's good. So now... I appreciate you sharing that because now so many other people are going to remember this, you know, radio show, and they're going to remember your story, and they're
mm-hmm.
going to remember to show kindness.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Show kindness
show
or
kindness.
Be a parent
mm-hmm.
that exemplifies mm-hmm. many of those characteristics,
yes.
too.
Yes. Yeah. That's good.
Absolutely.
So life goes on, and the Lord walks with you.
And the second thing that I learned from losing my father after his death was there are certain people in his life. My dad didn't have a lot of close friends, mm-hmm. right? But he had a handful of friends. And of course, my mother, mm-hmm. right? Who were all very close to him. And something that I had to learn was that sometimes people have to change after they lose someone,
sure.
in order just to keep living.
Hmm.
You know, it's so hard on them that they have to become a kind of a different person, mm-hmm. than what you've always been used to, in order just to keep living,
mm-hmm.
you know, because my mother is a perfect example. I think she would have crawled,
mm-hmm.
right inside the ground with my dad had, mm-hmm. we allowed her to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She met him when she was 18. They married when she was 18 years old.
Right.
You know, they were married for 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't even imagine.
I can't
right.
either.
Right.
Can't imagine
right.
at all. And so having to learn, you know, that was a very, very hard lesson for me.
Mm-hmm.
Very difficult.
Watching her change in order to survive.
Yes. And mm-hmm. having to accept it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The acceptance part.
We have expectations of our parents.
The acceptance part was the hardest part for me.
And so I kind of translate that as, you know, show some grace,
mm-hmm.
when people are, mm-hmm. just remember that the way you best deal is not going to be
right.
the way that Vicky
right.
is going to best deal
right.
with it. So
right.
then I need to be looking at Vicky and mm-hmm. saying, the Lord loves you and you are free to deal with this
mm-hmm.
however you can.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do this well.
Okay.
Right.
This was messy.
I think it's different
when it's
a parent.
I mean, it was messy.
As a child, I have grieved. I still grieve. I still have moments. But I did for a couple months. I just sort of sat on my couch and stared at stuff and
mm-hmm.
read the Bible and prayed and listened to things. But it was just so shocking that she passed. But I can.
And that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
no. I'm totally okay with it.
It comes out.
And
that's good.
Tim was great. And, mm-hmm. you know, anything you need in my kids were all not at home, so that in many ways made it easier for me because I didn't have somebody like you as a daughter watching. But I wasn't a spouse losing a spouse, and I do think that would be really hard because your mom's doing the best she can,
mm-hmm.
and she's trying to refigure who she is now because she's not Mrs.
A whole
blah
new
blah
life.
Blah. You
a
know,
whole
she's
new
not
life.
Mrs. Harp. She's now this person,
mm-hmm.
and that's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was
life.
Very, very difficult.
I have a friend who's walked through that the last two and a half years, and it. A lot of judging. People do a lot of judging. I get where you're going with that, and I can see how that would have been hard as the daughter.
It was difficult. Very, very difficult.
Yes.
That's really good. So show some grace. I think you have.
I do. The last one is, you know, a lot of people, I still have conversations with my dad.
Yes.
And I know exactly what he would say in certain situations.
Yes.
And so just do it. Like, don't, because I do think that there is something to that.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that he is still around me. You
mm-hmm.
know, I think of him as one of my guardian angels. And God, we could get into a really bad car wreck that I think, you know, he and the good Lord saved my life on
mm-hmm.
that one. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I will get in the car sometimes and I will hear his favorite song,
mm-hmm.
right? Just
mm-hmm.
playing on the radio
mm-hmm.
when I turn the car on,
mm-hmm.
okay? I will see a red Cardinal, which always makes me think of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I still have conversations with him when I need advice or when I just, you know, want to talk to him. And, you know, don't be afraid to
do that.
That's
okay, yes.
You know?
I think that's all a part of remembering, like not letting that person die. You still,
mm-hmm.
the memory lives on, their story, their life, everything
nuances
lives on
about them. Mm-hmm.
through you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to remember.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't walked through, my mother-in-law is at home with the Lord, but both of my parents are still here. My grandmother, my dad's mom, is in heaven, and I, on purpose, try to remember her, try
Absolutely.
To remember what she would say, and
mm-hmm.
try to be who she would want me to be. Like,
mm-hmm.
try to,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure she's proud. So when
yes.
she's looking at me, which I think is all the time, I want to make sure she's proud, you know?
Absolutely.
You want to remember. So thank you so much, Tanya, for being honest enough to share this. Yes. This is one of the topics I think that women may go through in silence. You know, how do you keep living on after a loss? So I truly appreciate you just being open to this, being open to share.
Thanks for letting me share, my dad. We appreciate it.
Well, everyone, our radio show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find out all the information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. Go to our website, ehewradio.com, and our social media at EHEW Radio. Check out our podcasts of our past shows on iTunes. We thank you for leaving us a 5-star rating.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Vicki, for being here, for co-hosting. I appreciate you. Everyone, my name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. Have a great week.